We'll give you a couple of scores here in a second. We want to tell you that the girls' golf team participated in the regional at Noble Hawk in Kendallville today. As a team, they finished sixth. Abby Peterson shot 77, which is probably about five strokes higher than what you would expect from her. But in these windy conditions, totally understandable. And it was good enough to get her into the state finals. So she's headed to Carmel next week to be in the state finals, and we congratulate her. We will see her in a little bit. She's part of the homecoming court here at Warsaw tonight. Ramirez takes a step, runs right, and runs right into a bunch of Tigers. And there is no gain on the play. They'll mark him down at the 47. It'll set up third down and about 4.5 coming up for Plymouth after the first play of the second quarter, with Plymouth leading Warsaw 10-7.
I think if any Warsaw fans, you know, before this game earlier this week had a question of, is Plymouth going to come out to play? I think that question's been answered in that first quarter.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, when you haven't, when these guys haven't experienced three wins in a season yet, yeah, they have big dreams now. Ramirez hands off to Hollum. He'll turn upfield, get around one man, and then get stopped as he gets to the 45-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 44-yard line. So that's a gain of 3 yards, and it sets up fourth down at about a yard and a half for the Rockies to get to keep their drive alive.
And this would be a big stop. I know it's a little obvious right there, but this would be a big stop for the Warsaw Tiger defense here if we get them off the field.
Well, and get the ball back with good field position.
Yep.
Change the momentum back to your way after you fumbled in two of your first four plays, and it cost you the 10 points that Plymouth has. Hollum now a step in front of Ramirez on fourth down and a yard and a half. Takes a snap and whistles sound. And did Plymouth take time out? No, there's a flag down. Illegal procedure against the Rockies. Holy cow. What a big mistake that is for Plymouth. That moves the ball back to the 49-yard line. And fourth and two now becomes fourth down and 7.
Yeah,
and that's a big difference.
That was their left tackle or maybe their left tight end. So the count was obviously not on one. You could just see him flinching a little bit, trying not to move, hoping not to get the referee's attention, but it was pretty obvious.
We don't have too many games that we do where we don't have the windows open. It's starting to rain, and that's why our windows are not open tonight. Fourth down and 7, offense stays on the field for Plymouth. Ramirez takes a snap, play action fake, fires to the far side. It's batted down and incomplete. It's batted down and it's incomplete. I think it was Hunter Dippin that got his hand up. He was actually facing the other way and threw his hand up and knocked it down. Warsaw has stopped Plymouth at midfield and takes over with 10:04 left to play in the half, down by 3.
That's a good stop there by the defense. Now let's see if our offense can continue what we did last drive. And it doesn't have to be one play. It doesn't have to be two plays, but just a nice methodical drive into the end zone would go a long way so far in this game.
So Warsaw takes over from the 49-yard line. On their own side of the field, Quentin Brock and company. And they'll hand off, and Fitzpatrick again jumps over the pile and gets to give him 3 yards on that carry out to the Plymouth 48-yard line. Second down and 7 coming.
So they always tell you on the defense, if you're getting beat by your offensive lineman, just drop to the ground. And that's what we've seen our fullback jump a couple times, and that's why, because those defensive linemen are on the ground.
Second down. 7 to go for the Tigers. Option play. They're going to give it up the middle, and it's Fitzpatrick again angling to his left. And he's got a first down after a gain of 8 yards to the Rocky 40-yard line. Daylon Fitzpatrick going to get a chance to play in real-life football, not a blowout situation here tonight. And Andy Maness, he's showing that he'd like to keep this job.
I like the way he runs. Hard nose, and finds the holes. And yeah, I like the way he runs.
9:10 left to play first half. Warsaw trails Plymouth 10-7, but the Tigers have the ball at the Rocky 40. Ball on the far hash mark, and they'll run it. And this is going to be Brock keeping it. He'll get inside the 35-yard line down to the 34. That's a gain of 6 yards for the Tiger quarterback, Quentin Brock, who ran one in from 50 yards to put the Tigers in the lead late in the game last Friday. only to see Concord score with 23 seconds left to win the football game. Brock sends a man in motion. That was Evan Davis, and Evan will turn back around and go back where he started. They're going to change the play, and they have plenty of time to do that. 13 on the play clock. 8:29 left in the first half with Warsaw down by three. Brock, option play, going to keep it, and he'll turn upfield, and he gets spun around right at the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him back at the 31-yard line, so that'll be a gain of 3 yards. It'll be third down and a yard to get for the Tigers. And before the Tigers run the next play, the clock will drift under 8 minutes. The rain gear is out. Umbrellas, rain jackets, garbage bags, whatever works. People are using it.
Nice and dry up here.
It's nice and dry where we are. That's one of the nice parts about this gig.
Yep.
It's not always been true, though, in this gig. We'll tell you some stories about that later. Brock on third and one. Hands off. Fitzpatrick, first down Tigers. Inside the 30, he gets... Well, they were where they marked the ball. They mark him all the way to the 28-yard line. Let's see where they actually put the ball down. I don't think he got quite that far. But that's where they're going to put the ball. So give Fitzpatrick 3 more yards and another converted third down for the Tigers.
That's what you had told me the first week of the season when you and Rob Redeker, you got two side referees coming up at different yards.
Yep. It's fun.
Yep.
Ball to 28, 7:22 left to play in the half. Tigers down by three, marching toward the south end. Option play, pitch back. Here comes Davis. He's got a hole, 20. He's to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Tigers. Evan Davis scores a touchdown for Warsaw. And the Tigers have taken the lead. It's 13-10 with 7:09 to go in the half.
Boy, I like that drive. Every play was a run. We ran with physicality. We ran with confidence. And that was just a great play call around the right side for Warsaw.
Smythe now to try the extra point. Vilma to hold it. Haubegger to snap it back there to them. And Warsaw flinched. Warsaw flinched, and they knew it. That'll back Warsaw 5 yards. Unless, does Plymouth have the option on that? I don't think they do. They've moved the ball back 5 yards. It'll be at the 8. With the win, Mason Smythe can probably kick this one left-footed and make it.
Yeah.
They'll put the tee down right at the 15-yard line, so it's a 25-yard extra point to make it a 4-point lead. Snap, spot, and there's another flag. And again, Warsaw jumped again. What's happening is one of the guys on the Plymouth defensive side, oh, it's John Kleindienst. Now, hold on. One of the side officials has come in to talk to Bud Wolf. Let's take a look at this.
Well, you're right. The defense is inducing our guys to jump.
But only if he comes across into the middle to the neutral zone does that get the offense off the hook. Dead ball foul, illegal procedure, false start against Warsaw.
Okay.
So that'll mack it up 5 more yards.
But you're right, that is what's happening.
So 2 false start penalties. Warsaw with 3 penalties now for 25 yards. And Smythe again. The only hazard of this is the wind is not directly blowing at his back toward the goalpost. So in golf terms, you want to not give the hole away here. Good snap, spot is down, and the kick is blocked. The kick is blocked. So Plymouth blocks the kick, and Warsaw does not add the extra point. They still lead 13-10 with 7:09 left to play in the first half. We're back after this 30-second break on News Now Warsaw. Concord leads Northwood 7-3. Again, we'll keep you updated on that as the night goes along. Warsaw has taken the lead 13-10 on the touchdown run by Evan Davis. 28-yard run for Davis with 7:09 left to play here in the first half. Again, no halftime band performance. They don't play when it's raining outside. So we will have the homecoming festivities. We think we'll be able to tell you who is in the homecoming court. Now the Tigers were short a guy. The Warsaw just they don't feel crisp, do they, Andy?
No.
There's just something missing again tonight where they just, their guys missing, you know, aren't out there when they're supposed to be out there, and it's just been a little rough.
And we talk about little things, and two false starts on an extra point, that could be a little thing that turns into a big thing. I hope not.
Smythe with a high, very short kick. It'll be taken by Millizer at the 22-yard line, and he'll be cut down at the 28. Good job by the Tigers to get down the field and make a play there. It'll be first down and 10 for Plymouth with 7:05 left to play in the half. And the Tigers now in the lead 13-10.
Let's see if our Tiger defense can, you know, that first drive from Plymouth was impressive for them. You know, they do script the, you know, the first handful of plays, so let's hope maybe that was the case and our Tiger defense can bow up here and stop them.
13-10 Tigers. Rockies with the football starting this drive at their 27. Ramirez up the middle to Hollum, and he'll be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Cohen Heady on the stop with help from Grady Nelson after a gain of a yard for the Plymouth fullback. Second down and 9 coming up. Next week, Mishawaka will be here for senior night at Fisher Field. Airtime a little after 6:10. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. We hope to see you in person. What's affectionately called the Bart Bowl because Coach Curtis was there before coming here. Two wide outs to the right. That's the wide side of the field. Plymouth going into the wind. Millizer shifts to the right, and they will have a handoff to Hollum, who almost had the ball stripped out of his hands. Cohen Heady got into the backfield, and Hollum looked back like he lost control of it for a minute. He's able to get 2 yards to the 29, or a yard to the 29-yard line, and it'll be third down and 8 coming up. This is a huge third down play coming up in this football game as we have passed the halfway point of quarter two with Warsaw leading by 3.
You'd have to imagine if Plymouth, you know, if they don't get, you know, at least 5, 6, 7 yards, they're going to have to punt here. And so let's see if we can hold them here.
Hollum to the right of Ramirez. Ramirez takes the snap, drops the throw, throws it out in the flat for Millizer, and he missed him. He had him a step in front of Cohen Heady, but in this wind, throwing right into the teeth of that east-northeast wind, that's a tough ask for your quarterback to lob one into a spot. It's fourth down and 8, and Andy, you're right, the punt team is on. But remember, Ramirez is the punter for Plymouth.
Right.
The Tigers are trying to get people lined up in the right spot. Again, they don't. Plymouth has a funny formation here. They have 3 wide outs on the right, 3 to the left, and Warsaw had to take a timeout because of it. They saw that in the film. But it didn't matter. 5:45 left to play in the half. Warsaw about to get the ball back. Up 13-10. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 5:45 left to play first half. Warsaw fumbled on 2 of their first 4 plays. Plymouth cashed that in for 10 points. And then the Tigers have scored back-to-back touchdowns on runs by Brock and Davis to take the lead 13-10. And now Ramirez, who's a pretty decent punter, punted about 32 yards per kick, kicking into the wind, and there's a flag down. And this, I think, is going to go against Plymouth, and it will. So Warsaw is going to get 5 extra yards, and again, Ramirez is kicking into the wind. So Tristan Wilson's going to come all the way up to midfield now. Warsaw should have really good field position here, as long as they don't make a big mistake. You want Ramirez to kick this ball.
Oh, yeah.
You'd love to block it, but you don't want any trouble here. Good snap, and the kick is away, and it's a line drive kick coming to the near sidelines, and it's going to bounce out of bounds in Tiger territory. And this is one where the sideline official will walk up, and Bud Wolf will tell him where it went out of bounds. He's still walking, and now he stops, and he'll stop at the 48-yard line of Warsaw with 5:38 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw leading 13-10 and have the ball back. Remember, Plymouth won the toss and deferred. They'll get the ball to start the third quarter.
This could be a big drive for Warsaw to put us up two scores. Let's see if we can just keep doing what we did the last drive. You know, nothing flashy. Of course, you Tiger fans know that. It's usually not very flashy, but it's very effective. And let's see if we can keep that going.
Brock and the offense from the near hash mark. Up the middle, and a couple yards for Fitzpatrick. They'll get to the 50-yard line. Oh, check that. That's Robbie Hoffert. Yep. Getting the carry. Second down and 8. Tigers to the line. Again, the ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is left as Warsaw works from our left to right here in the second quarter. Brock takes the handoff, pitches back. Tucker Reed spins around. One man. There's a flag down. And Reed's going to be stopped after a gain of a yard at the Plymouth 49.
I believe that's going to be a face mask.
No, I think it's going to be holding. It's going to be holding behind the play.
Yeah.
Whoever was blocking for Tucker got a hold of some jersey. And that's going to cost the Tigers 10 yards. With 4:58 left to play in the half. Coming up at halftime, we'll give you the first half scoring. Dan Spaulding will be by to let you know what's going on. News-wise, Hoffert comes out, Fitzpatrick back in for the Tiger offense. We'll give you the scores that Steve is compiling for us back there, including that Concord score. They lead 7-3 over Northwood in Napanee. As the rain begins to fall a little more seriously here at Fisher Field. Second down and 18 for the Tigers, now backed up to their 40. Brock fumbled the ball, picks it up, lost it downfield, got a man wide open, and he just could not find him. He had Jake Rhodes wide open on the near side, but the wind got a hold of that ball and blew it right over Jake's head.
And it's something you forget about sitting up here in the press box where there's no, you know, weather conditions. You're right. I think the wind just took that.
So be third down and 18 for the Tigers. That's pretty good composure by Quentin Brock to have that ball slip out of his hands. It bounced up to him on the turf, and he was able to still get out of the pocket. And again, there were two guys wide open because Egoff was over there too. Third down and 18. Again, the Tigers with the wind. And now we're going to have a whistle. And Warsaw's going to take another timeout. 4:40 left to play in the half. 13-10, Warsaw with the lead, facing third and long when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Third down and 18 coming up for the Tigers. Tiger Talk tomorrow starts at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. 2:20, Cubs and Reds scheduled at Wrigley Field tomorrow. However, I am not necessarily optimistic about the chances of that game being played. We'll see. And then Sunday, we have the Colts and the Steelers. Justin Fields and the boys will bring their 3-0 record to Soldier Field. Third down and 18, Warsaw. Ball at the Tiger 40. Brock rolling out with time, throws it on the run, and it's incomplete. Egoff got two hands on it, but it was ripped out of his hands by Ethan O'Leary. That's fourth down and 18, and the Tigers will have to punt. Even if Egoff would have caught that ball, he still would have been 7 yards short of the first down. Pretty good throw, though, by Brock. That's his best throw of the night. Egoff got two hands on it, but O'Leary was just a little tougher and was able to dislodge the football from Warsaw's number four. One number four on another. And it's a punting situation. Let's see who's out there for Warsaw. That is Mason Smythe out punting for the Tigers. High snap. Smythe will go up and get it. He has plenty of time, and he boots it away. And nobody's back for Plymouth. He's going to bounce at the 22, inside the 20, inside the 15, and all the way down to the 12-yard line. Good punt by Mason Smythe. Plymouth takes over. 4:19 left to play in the half. Warsaw with a 13-10 lead.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't the prettiest punt, but that's a 48-yard net punt with no return, and that's something that we'll take every time. So with 4 minutes and 19 seconds left, there's still enough time to get that ball back and score before halftime. So let's look for the Tiger defense, like I said earlier, to bow up here and see if we can keep the string going. I mentioned earlier that, you know, teams typically script that first handful of plays, and Plymouth came out, you know, in sync. But ever since, they have not looked especially sharp.
Ball in the near hash mark right at the 12-yard line. Ramirez backs up inside his 10-yard line, takes the snap, hands off to Hollum. He bounces to the outside, and he's got a little room outside the 15, and he'll stay in bounds and be tackled at the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 6 and a first down carry for Finnegan Hollum, H-O-L-M, 5'9", 190 junior. Last week ran for 100 yards on 13 carries and scored twice. And their victory over Wawasee. Second down and 4 coming up for Plymouth. Ball now in the near hash mark. Ramirez has Hollum to his left, and he'll fake the handoff and run right up the middle, and he's got a first down to Moore at the 25, 30, breaks a tackle, 40, 45, 50. One man can catch him, and he's dragged out of bounds. Vilma saved a touchdown, and he brings him out of bounds at the 41-yard line.
Plymouth must have heard me saying they weren't looking sharp, and they've looked sharp the last couple plays.
Ramirez so quick with the football, and once he took off, Vilma took a perfect angle to save a score. 3:36 left to play in the half now. Plymouth back in Warsaw territory, where they have pretty much lived the entire first half, trailing 13-10. Ball in the near hash mark, wide side of the field is right. Plymouth going into the wind. Play clock is down at 5. I think Plymouth's going to have to take a timeout here. They will. Timeout Rockies, 3:36 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 13-10. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Bannis, Austin Elder doing the stats for us again this week. 3:36 left to play first half. Warsaw with a 13-10 lead over Plymouth. But the Rockies with a long run by Xander Ramirez, a 39-yard run to be exact. Has them in Tiger territory at the 41, first down and 10. Again, ball on the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. And they hand off to Millizer, and he gets away from one guy right at the line of scrimmage and then gets thrown to the ground. Somebody from Warsaw, I think it was Gabrich, bounced off of him right at the line of scrimmage. And then it was Matthew Flores Ortega who stopped him for a gain of a yard to the 40, second down and 9.
That was a great tackle by Flores Ortega. He actually kind of wrapped up two Rockies there. The guy that was on him, he forced that tackle. There were two Rockies that he basically tackled that play.
Two wideouts go to the right. That's Fernando and Jones. One wideout on the near side. Millizer lined up to the right. And Romero is going to take the snap and just run straight forward. Breaks a tackle, breaks another inside the 35, down to the 31-yard line. He's got a first down after a gain of 10 yards. Again, he's 190 pounds, and he runs pretty fast. He is a dude.
And that was just a simple quarterback draw. You know, wait a second and then go right up the middle.
Well, and the way the Tigers are tackling here these last couple games, they could do what Warsaw did with Drew last week and just continue to pound that ball up the middle with the quarterback. And see who from Warsaw is willing to throw their body into him and stop him. First down and 10. Ball marked at the 31-yard line. Plymouth headed toward the north end of Fisher Field into the wind. On the reverse, they hand off to Jose Fernando. He will turn at the 30. There's a flag down back here behind the play. This is going to be holding, and it's coming back. Fernando is pushed into the Plymouth sideline at the 23-yard line, but there's a flag down back between the 33 and the 34-yard line, thrown by the side judge, holding Plymouth.
You know, there's certain fouls that are called that you're like, you know, we didn't need to make that foul. That the play would have been just fine without it. That play wouldn't have gone anywhere if our guy wasn't held.
So that'll back the ball up to the 41-yard line as they mark it off from the line of scrimmage. It'll be first and 20. So now Warsaw with 2:11 left in the half has been given a gift here. Plymouth has backed themselves up 10 yards. Warsaw's got to make a stop here and get off the field. Remember, Plymouth gets the ball to start the third quarter. Ramirez Ramirez with backs on either side of him. Hands off to Millizer. He'll run it right up the middle and get inside the 40. Go down at the 37. Gain of 3 for the Rockies. Schultz and Hedy on the stop for the Tigers. Second down and 17.
So the way this drive is going, the way this clock is coming off, boy, if we're going to make a stop, we better make it soon.
It's got to happen on this series. Yeah. Plymouth has 2 timeouts left and a minute 43 left to go in the half. And Ramirez hands off. It's Millizer again, and he gets stopped right at the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3 Tigers all there. Grady Nelson is at the bottom of that pile. It's a gain of 1 to the 36, and it's third down at 16 coming up with 1:24 left. Ball in the middle of the field. Again, Plymouth going into the wind, and they don't have a great field goal kicker anyway. So this is field goal is not an option here. It'd be interesting to see how Plymouth would handle this with the play clock at 10 and the game clock passing 1 minute to play in the first half. See if Adam Hanley told his guys to hold up. It's the play clock down to 2. Timeout called by Plymouth. Let's keep it here with 54.5 left to play in the first half. Warsaw with a 13-10 lead, and Plymouth, Andy, facing third down and 15 from the Tiger 36.
It almost seems the last couple minutes of play clock or of game clock that both teams are maybe just content to just take this to the locker room at half. I don't feel a sense of urgency out of either team here.
Well, I'm guessing Adam Hanley really doesn't want to put this ball into the air. He loves his quarterback, but again, he's thrown 5 interceptions in 5 games. He does not want to throw one here and have Warsaw run it back on him.
Yeah, and especially in this wind as well. The few passes that he has thrown haven't especially looked great.
It's hard to throw the ball tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And even we saw Quentin Brock. It's hard to throw with the wind because he had Evan Davis for a touchdown on a third down play. But the wind just blew it right over Evan's head. So from the 36, Plymouth has to get the ball to the 21-yard line. And you have 3 wideouts now to the right and 1 on the left. Hollum in the backfield to the left of Ramirez. They hand to Hollum, and he's going to get tackled by Hunter Dippett right at the line of scrimmage. He gets a yard to the 35. Bart Curtis is not inclined to stop the clock. So it's fourth down and 14 now for Plymouth. Clock still running, 35 seconds left to play in the half. And the clock continues to move. Not sure what's happening here. I guess Plymouth is going to run this down and maybe call timeout and run a Hail Mary play.
That's the only thing I can really think of.
Play clock down to 2, now 1. Timeout Rockies. 8 seconds left to play here in the first half. Fourth down for Plymouth. 4th and 14 from the Tiger 35. Interesting strategy. My guess is they're going to line their 4 guys up, run them down into the end zone, and throw it as far as they can into the wind and hope that nothing bad happens and hope that something good happens.
But even then, a 35-yard pass into the air, into the wind, that's not a guarantee the ball's going to get there.
No, and even if they throw it, you say, well, you could throw it left and not throw it directly into the wind. We've seen Mason Smythe had a kick go out of bounds, which was headed up the hash marks, and the wind blew it out of bounds. He's going to have to throw this ball. If he throws it that way, he'll have to at least throw it outside the numbers to give it a chance to be caught. 8.7 left. Plymouth knows they get the kickoff to start the third quarter. Let's see how Warsaw lines up defensively. Looks like man-to-man, and their safeties are going to be way off. Wilson and Villema are back inside the 20-yard line, 15 yards off the ball. Ramirez, with 8 seconds left in the half, drops back to throw, rolls right, looking. He's going to get hit. He gets away. He's to the 35, the 33, the 32, down to the 30, and he'll be tackled at the 30-yard line, and the clock hits zeros. Warsaw leads Plymouth at halftime 13 to nothing. We'll come back with the first half scoring after these words on News Now Warsaw.